chemicals, Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max. It triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using apronyl norepinephrine in hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. things we don't like about China will disappear as we start dialoguing and working out deals. And welcome back. We have Harley Schlanger here. Yeah, you had an interesting conference in Italy. Let's talk about that because it's a good starting point for today's discussion, which is if you want to work things out, you have to have dialogue and trade and so on. And it's interesting the European Union wants to keep China out of Europe, and it's not working, is it?
Well, the conference we had was sponsored by the LaRouche organization in Italy, which is about four people. But they have contacts at the highest levels of government, business. The co-sponsor of the conference in Milan was the region of Lombardy, which is the area of Milan. So the regional government co-sponsored the event with the Schiller Institute. The speakers included Michela Gerazzi, who is the Undersecretary of Finance in Italy, who is the head of the China Task Force in Italy.
Right.
Also a speaker from Bonifica, which is one of the largest engineering firms in Italy. They're the ones who came up with the plan for the replenishment of the Lake Chad Basin, which borders 12 nations north of Nigeria.
And this is a big reservoir system you're talking about, right?
Well, and it's a reservoir that's shrunk by 70% in the last two decades.
Right.
30 to 40 million people depend on it for a livelihood, and if it keeps shrinking, you know where they're going to go? They're going to go to Europe. And so the Italians, who are attacked by the European Union for being racist and anti-immigrant, have said, look, let's work with China, partner with China, to build this project in Africa so people don't have to leave. And the EU is saying you can't do that because it's not approved yet by the European Union. So we had the conference with Helga Zepp-LaRouche speaking, Gerazzi spoke, the engineer from Bonifica spoke, and the day before the conference, Giulio Tremonti, who was the former finance minister of Italy for about 8 years and who's known as one of the leading anti-European central bank figures in Europe, gave a talk where he praised the Italian government for bringing the Chinese to Italy. Xi Jinping is going to be in Rome on March 22nd. And then Tremonti said he's very familiar with the visionary who came up with this idea, Lyndon LaRouche, who came up with this idea in the early 1990s. Now, when he said that, the three leading newspapers in Italy went crazy, and they said, Tremonti doesn't know what he's talking about, LaRouche is a crank, LaRouche is no good. And then one of them, Il Foglio, said, well, it is true, LaRouche has had some big ideas, and some of them have come through, like the SDI. So here you have a fight going on in Europe today, whether or not to cooperate with China to bring the Chinese in on infrastructure projects. For example, the port of Palermo in Sicily has been declining for the last 30 years. Xi Jinping is going to visit it and probably make an offer as part of the memo of understanding for the Chinese to help rebuild it. There's another port in Trento.
And by rebuilding, you're talking about container pier port.
Yeah.
So it allows
yeah.
it to start modernize a lot of container, it. Modernize it, right?
Yeah. And it would not just be used by China. It would be used by all countries of Europe and Africa. The port of Trento is another one that the Chinese are going to work on. The Chinese are also offering to help build the tunnel that would go from France to Turin, which would be one of the most important freight transport lines in Europe.
Yeah, you're talking about through the mountains there between France and Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this would include not just the Chinese and the Italians, but the Austrians, the Swiss, and the Germans, all of whom have superb drilling and tunneling equipment, but they have no contracts. They have no business. So
right.
The Chinese are saying, let's do something that will help all of us. Now, why is this so controversial? Why is Pompeo saying that Italy will be disgracing itself and Europe if it does this?
You're talking about Trump's Pompeo, right?
Trump's Pompeo. Pompous
yeah.
Pompeo.
By yeah, the way, that's a good term for him, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, why is Bolton's assistant, Marquis, warning against China in Europe? Well, because they have deals. The deal is that under the European Union, it's everything has to go through the City of London banks and the Brussels banks and the Brussels bureaucrats.
Right.
Anything that's outside of that is not acceptable. And so rather than recognize the superiority of the Chinese work and infrastructure and the willingness to make these loans, they're saying Italy should not do it. They're saying that Spain should not be involved in this. Portugal should not be involved in it. Now, under the European Union, Southern Europe has been impoverished. Greece is a perfect example. So Juncker, who is the president of the European Commission, yesterday said the Chinese are trying to divide Europe. And the Treasury Secretary of Greece said, actually, it's the EU dividing Europe. So we're seeing a shift underway that's of incredible proportions. And the fact that Mrs. LaRouche was there, that people like Tremonti were praising Lyndon LaRouche, shows that the work that my organization has been doing on these great projects has had enormous effect in the world. Now, Bill, let me connect this to what's happening with Trump. Because Trump still wants to work with China. He wants to work with Russia. And he's being surrounded by neocons who are undermining him. For example, the report is out, confirmed now, that it was Bolton and Pompeo who changed the terms of the negotiations with the North Koreans in Hanoi, which led to the non-agreement. And while Trump is still trying to keep it going...
By changing it, how did they change it?
Well, they said that we will not do anything to lessen the sanctions until you do total denuclearization and total shutdown of chemical, biological weapons. These are beyond the initial agreements that Trump had made with Kim.
Yeah. But there's a simple solution to that, and we talked about this before. You need humanitarian aid and retraining of the people that are in the army, the second largest army in the world. And then you can actually have our special forces and our scientists come in and do the dismantling instead of just having the observing the North Koreans. And that way, the sanctions can be started to be removed. As soon as we arrive, they're starting to dismantle it. So to me, it's a fait accompli. It's really simple. Supply food so they don't have foot-long parasites in their gut, and retrain these people so they learn to be plumbers and electricians, so they don't need to be in an army trying to forage for food in the army because it's that bad. They have to actually forage to be able to keep their troops alive.
Here's the problem. You don't want war. Bolton and Pompeo want war.
Oh, yeah, of course. You can see that. Let me throw something in here. I want to hear your response to it, too. I put up a video yesterday with John W. Spring. We've identified that the Chinese have put 35,000 Special Forces troops in Venezuela. Now, they have interests in Venezuela. The Chinese do. But the problem is this is part of the deal. They need to remove those troops. And they need to open up trade deals because when you have trade, just like the Silk Road, which stopped war between China... China could have gone to war with Europe over thousands of years, but they never did because they had trade. And the situation in Venezuela, it would be simply, okay, take your hospital ships and your troops away. We'll work out a deal. We'll remove Maduro and put in Guaido. And then we're going to work out something so that China can be involved with the Belt and Road, with America and Europe, et cetera, other multi-countries, to actually have the Belt and Road not just be a Chinese-sponsored project, which is now involving 150 countries, but something that's multilateral. And then the problem goes away. Then you're not at war with China. You're not likely to see, you know, further weaponization of the South China Islands and the idea of no agreement on nuclear proliferation, which we don't have with China now because the INF treaty's gone with Russia. That's been pulled. And the reason is because both we and Russia have violated it. Joint strike fighters, for example, that's a violation of the yeah, so I want to hear your opinion on that, yeah.
Yeah, let me give it to you.
Yeah.
I don't believe, and you know, we can go around in circles on this, there are not Chinese troops in Venezuela because...
Oh, no, I have actually the pictures and the sat photos and the actual photos, so it's not open to opinion. The problem is, that's just a fact. Now, the fact is, when you have a large player...
It's not a fact.
Oh, yeah, it is, actually. I have actually the photographs and so on. So that's not open to opinion. The problem is...
Colin Powell had photographs of weapons of mass destruction labs in the Iraqi desert.
No. That's all manufactured. I've actually Intel information from my sources that says it. Okay. Now, the problem is that China has had interest in Venezuela for decades. It's not something new. With the 5 trillion barrels of oil there, and their idea they want to build, you know, things across South America as well. I mean, China has interest in building railways across Africa and elsewhere. I don't see a problem. They're just like a large country like America.
Well, there's no problem with that, but this is where the problem comes in. The problem is not with China. The problem is with the neocons and the neoliberals who are trying to stop China because China threatens the continuation of their imperial system, which is based on looting, exploitation of countries.
Oh, I agree. In fact, today...
They grab the Venezuelan oil.
Well, let me tell you what's going on right now, and I want to insert this so you know. I have both regular and classified sources. There's a bill, 1996, passed by the U.S. Congress called the Maritime Title III Bill. Are you familiar with that?
No.
And that bill is going to be suspended today. Now, when they do that, we already have over 100,000 Cuban military officers in Venezuela to try to support Maduro. And that's why the Chinese are there. Now, what's going on is people have to understand, when you have a great power like China, or you have people like communists in Cuba, they get almost all their oil to keep their industry going from Venezuela. So they have a specific interest in keeping Venezuela going, even if it's under Maduro with the totalitarian regime there.
You know who else gets cheap oil from Venezuela? By a deal that was worked out by Robert Kennedy's son?
Right.
Poor people in New England.
But it wouldn't at all surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
So
what we have here is we have two sides here. It's not just our neocons on our side, which want to grab and actually carve up Cuba and Venezuela, but we have the Chinese wanting to expand their range around the world with roadways and railways and collaborative projects. I don't see a problem with that. When you have a major power that's now the second largest trading country in the world, of course they're going to expand their business deals. And they're actually using a lot of our models to do that, like Hamiltonian business models and so on. The problem is that the neocons are so rabid, they don't want to see any Chinese collaboration at all, which I find crazy. It guarantees a future war if we don't have collaboration, right?
There is no problem with that because the Chinese do not have a history of invading other countries, overthrowing governments.
Exactly.
What we do.
Exactly.
So what the Chinese are doing with the Belt and Road is they're doing what they say they're doing. They're trying to do something for mutual benefit. Now,
exactly.
We've had times in our history where we've had leaders who have done that, who have been good leaders.
Right.
But in the last period, since especially the first George H.W. Bush,
right,
our leaders have been connected to a military-industrial complex, contractors, consultants, banks, and insurance companies,
right,
that are looting these countries.
Well, exactly, like PNAC, like Project for New American Century, and all these projects to carve up the Middle East. I mean, the Caspian Aral Basin. I mean, all of these things. They even had troops on the border before they did 9/11 with Condoleezza Rice and Barr, who's her assistant, who's now going to be the director of the new FBI director. So we need to realize that the neocons are not going away, are they?
Well, they're not only not going away, they're doing two things right now. One is they're trying to sabotage every one of Trump's strategic initiatives.
Exactly.
At the same time, they're working with the Democrats on the impeachment. And Mueller is not stopping. All this rumor that he's finished with the investigations and he doesn't have anything, he's going to keep trying to invent something. They're going to keep this up. And then at the same time, you have this insane Democratic Party faction that's going to try and destroy the U.S. economy with this Green New Deal. So they're trying to box
Trump.
Trump did something very effective this week, announcing the Presidential Committee on Climate Science. And it's headed by Dr. William Happer from Princeton University. And what are they saying? They're not saying they're going to disprove global warming. They're saying there has been warming. They're disputing that the science shows that it's man-made. And
we went over the hockey stick for 2 hours yesterday with Dr. Tim Ball, who's a climatologist sued 3 times by USMC and the International Climate Commission of the United Nations. So I'm a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago, so I'm an oceanographer before I went into medicine. I can tell you, your scientists need to know, what Beto O'Rourke and the leftist Democrats and all the Rhino Republicans are pushing is insanity. And if they get away with this foolishness, they will kill the planet as well as kill most of the population of Earth. Amazing, isn't it? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Evil and nuts is. And welcome back. There's a couple of things. I saw in Tucker Carlson Child Strike a lady on there. She looked very, very dour. Oh, very depressed. So it's the end of the world. When I saw Beto O'Rourke, he was moving his hands so fast he didn't need an air conditioner in the room. And he's just standing there with his kind of sharp, aquiline features, saying it's like a religion, and I'm the apocalyptic, you know, presidential candidate, and I'm going to, if you just let me run things, and the knowledge flow out of me, even though he doesn't know anything, everything will be fine. It's just insane. We should not have a platform for these people to even talk. There's not room for dialogue, because it's their way or the highway. There's no such thing as discussion.
I disagree on that. I think they're the ones who say there's no room for discussion. We should.
No. What I'm saying, and that's what my point is, they won't discuss it with us. If we try to discuss it with these morons, they'll pretend that it's a religion and we're just apostates.
Well, that's exactly what happened when Trump called their bluff by setting up this Committee on Climate Security. It's called the Presidential Committee on Climate Security, headed by Dr. William Happer. Now, Happer says, I'm not going to contest the question of warming because some parts of the world are warming up, others are not. There's a differentiation here we have to look at. But I will contest that there's man-made global warming because that's not happening. And he said, we're going to bring the best scientists and we're going to discuss this. Now, what's the other side say? The science is settled. There's no room for discussion.
Right.
Well, you know why there's no room for discussion? Because the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Planetary Climate Commission, or whatever it's called, said that within 12 years, the human race is doomed if we don't get rid of carbon dioxide.
I had Dr. Tim Ball on for 2 hours yesterday. They sued him 3 times. It cost him personally $600,000. Then they got a stock trader in New York to support him for millions of dollars for the lawsuits times 3 that they've sued against him, and they put a chill. Anybody who's a real good scientist, they try to frighten them that they're going to bankrupt them and ruin their life. This is, a form of terrorism against real scientists telling the truth about the hockey stick and all the foolishness these lying pieces of human garbage are pushing, which is genocide.
Under so-called peer review, they're saying that anyone who doesn't agree with the science as they present it is a climate denier, which is... They're comparing it to Holocaust denial. But there's someone that you may be familiar with, Paul Dreesen, who's written a book called Eco-Imperialism, Green Power, Black Death. And he's the policy advisor to the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow.
Right.
And he's been out discussing these things in the last couple of days. And he wrote an article on why it's important to have this Climate Security Committee. He said that the reports used by the federal agencies that insist there's man-made climate change are being used to disrupt and dismantle the fossil fuel system that provides 82% of America's energy. The goal is to control our lives and send our living standards backwards. And then he said, yet these alarmist studies and assertions have never been subjected to any critical independent review.
Right.
So this is what Trump said he's going to do. He's going to let this happen. And he said he's not going to let anyone interfere with it. And the people who are controlling Ocasio-Cortez, and look, I think Ocasio-Cortez is a good case study in a Manchurian candidate. You get someone who's more or less a trained actress who's reading a script. You get her off the script and she stumbles around. But what's her script? Her script is that you're going to die in 12 years unless we do this. Now, then she was caught in one of these typical hypocritical positions of telling people that we shouldn't have farming, we shouldn't have cows and hamburgers. Hamburgers are killing the planet.
Right.
And she's then caught. She's photographed in a restaurant where her aide, who's actually her controller, is sitting there eating a jumbo hamburger.
Right.
And when the picture goes out, she goes crazy. But don't focus on her. Focus on the networks behind her. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to your listeners
right.
now.
The listeners, yeah.
Behind her is George Soros. Behind
Very sick puppy, isn't he? He's a very evil man.
Yeah. And you have the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Sierra Club. This goes back to the Club of Rome, which was set up by the leading oligarchical families of Europe, including the Habsburg family, going
right.
back to the old Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Right.
And what do these families believe? They believe in their divine right to rule, and they want to see most of the population as subservient, as ignorant fools who do whatever they want them to do. And they now realize that they don't need, or their view is they don't need this many people on the planet. So they want to get rid of 6 billion of us and just keep a small group of people who can do the jobs, the menial jobs they need done. Now, that's always been what the climate mafia has been about. And our job is to not pick on some poor character like, I think you called her last week, Twit, like Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, no, we call her Occasional Cortex.
Yeah, I know you
do. She's actually a brain damaged, a very, very sad, I call it, she must have a legion, you know, like the demonic of the Gadareans, a legion of demons in her. Because a woman is obsolete, completely brainless. She's like a psych patient who got out on a day pass and somehow got elected. She's that crazy.
Well, she got elected because a lot of the American electorate is crazy.
Well, the American electorate is suicidally stupid. When you look at the young people and they want to lower the voting age to 16 to children and don't have a clue, how crazy is that? Nancy Pelosi jabbering. It's amazing.
Well, let's not get off the topic here because
right.
it's easy to go off on how Beto O'Rourke or Kamala Harris or Booker or any of these people are imperfect characters. What's more important is whose policies are they pushing?
Right.
And the thing we've got to do is keep the American people from getting mad at the puppets who are presenting the policies.
Well, why doesn't Trump get rid of these tax-free foundations that are supported by people like Soros and all these other foundations that are driving this? Because they're the ones pouring in tons of money for Beto O'Rourke so he can run as a president, as a spiritual leader of America. I mean, this is craziness.
Well, who else is doing this? Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer,
right.
a whole crew of these Silicon Valley types who have billions of dollars to throw around. They're the ones who are putting up the money for these doomsday scenarios. Now, as much as I dislike Amazon and Jeff Bezos, he made an interesting comment the other day. He said, we could support 1 trillion people on the planet if we did things right. Now, at least he's not one of these guys who says you've got to get rid of all the population, even though he's working for them. I think what's important is that people should go to our website, LaRouchePack.com, and read some of the background material we have going back to the 70s and 80s on people like Aurelio Peche, like Paul Ehrlich, who wrote The Population Bomb.
Right.
These MIT hoaxers, Meadows and Forrester, who wrote the Limits to Growth paper in the 1969, I believe it was, where they tried to – essentially they argued that by the 1980s, we'd be having mass famine globally because we can't sustain a population. So take a look at these reports. Take a look at the people who are pushing them. And these are who we have to target because who funds them? It's coming from these mega foundations. And what's their goal? They believe in population reduction.
Right.
They actually take the same methodological standpoint that was the basis of the Nazi concentration camps. Eugenics, the inferiority of certain races and certain peoples. Only in the minds of the real eugenicists, The only they are qualified to rule. People right. like Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, the Fabian Society, Sidney and Beatrice Webb. I don't know how many of these names are familiar to your listeners, but in 1900, they were the ones, long before Hitler, they were the ones putting up these arguments that we have to reduce the lesser people, the genetically deformed people. And who was a part of them? Sir Winston Churchill.
Right.
So this was the core of the British Empire. And what they did after World War II is the City of London used its connections with Wall Street to recruit Wall Streeters to join this. Now, J.P. Morgan is part of this. The Rockefellers have been part of this going back to John D. Rockefeller, the original swindler who set up Standard Oil. So when you look at these people, then look at the funds that flow into the Congress and into these, as you mentioned, non-governmental organizations. And you know what you find? It's the same people who are funding the operations against Trump. The same
why doesn't Trump start to remove these protections for these foundations? Because that's the problem. It's not people like Beto O'Rourke and ELC. They're just a symptom. It's these tax-free foundations run by these global enviromaniacs that want to reduce the population that go right back, to, as you say, to these royals in Europe and to, even to Winston Churchill.
It's like Obama. Obama was a spokesman for these networks.
Right.
I mean, what does Obama believe? He basically believes he's cool and he's entitled to a lot of money and he doesn't care who he hurts.
Right.
And that's the perfect kind of puppet. But the people
that's why Beto O'Rourke is a white version of Obama.
It may well be. May well be. But I don't think he's going to end up going anywhere because I think he's a little too fruity for the American people.
He managed to convince a lot of Texans who were pretty damn stupid to vote for him. He almost took the Senate seat because he got so damn much money.
Look, he was really close. Look who he was running against. Ted Cruz is another imperfect human being who was vehemently anti-Trump until he realized he might lose his seat. And then he came crawling to Trump.
Yeah.
So I'm not so impressed that Beto O'Rourke did well against Ted Cruz. I have no use for Ted Cruz. He's a Bush flunky from way back, as he proved when he was trying to derail the Trump campaign.
Right.
So, you know, what you've got to realize, and you know this, Bill, both parties are controlled at the top by the person.
Well, that's why, for example, we have so many Congress people and senators are voting against the emergency in the border. This is an emergency. It's ridiculous.
Of course it is. And that's why you also have people voting against Trump when he tries to end these wars, like in Syria and Afghanistan. That's why you have people like Pompeo, who's trying to get us into a war in Venezuela, instead of having a...
Well, look at the comments by John Bolton. I call him Lightning Bolton, the idiot.
Yeah.
He's talking about carpet bombing. You know, I don't mind the idea of a surgical excision of Maduro, along with conjoined other nations. But the idea of going in and knocking out the power and coming in and carpet bombing that Bolton wants to do, he's a nut.
Well, you know, here's something to think about. How many lives were threatened by knocking out the power? And that wasn't done by Maduro. That was probably done by the some branch of National Security Agency or the CIA. This is the kind of thing they do in countries. And, you know, if you want to get a good sense of this in terms of Latin America, read the book by a guy named Perkins called Economic Hitmen, who talks about... He was one of them. He worked for the IMF and the CIA in overthrowing governments in Central America that tried to improve the conditions of the people who lived there.
Yeah. The thing, I think something bad's going to happen today. And I think in the next few weeks and months, Venezuela is going to be a launching pad for a lot of bad things. And it'll interfere with their ability to make deals with Russia and China because they're both deeply embedded in Venezuela. I mean, I'm the whistleblower for the La Orchila Island nukes as of 2 years ago, and I finally even got satellite photos proving the Russians were violating the INF treaty with hypersonic cruise missiles on La Orchila Island with a two-mile-long runway. We got everything, satellite photos, everything. And the thing is, you're going to get Russia to come on side when you start acting a little more honest. We have 2,700-plus F-35 fighters, which are not joint strike fighters. They're stealth bombers. So when Russia worries about America bombing the hell out of them, they're justified. aren't they?
Yeah.
So we always want to look at one side of this and to say, well, it's just those dirty Russians. The dirty Russians are frightened of us, justifiably. How's that? And they're doing their own things, which scare the hell out of us. That's a very bad situation, which could turn into a nuclear war by somebody making a mistake, couldn't it?
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutraMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill
at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical.
Prince of Darkness. Darth Vader's close, though. You got close. Welcome back. So, you mentioned that Dick Cheney was trying to criticize Trump and his foreign policy. Dick Cheney should not speak. This man is pure, liquid, and solid evil. In fact, his name in the White House, and he told all the staff, and he had a giant staff, by the way, not just six staff like the average VP. This guy had 600-plus staff, and his name in the White House was Prince of Darkness. That's how evil this man is.
Here's what Cheney said. Cheney told Mike Pence at an American Enterprise Institute roundtable, Cheney told him that Trump's foreign policy is the same as Obama. He said that American allies are questioning the dependability of the United States because of Trump. He said Trump should not be complaining about NATO. He shouldn't withdraw troops from Syria. And then Cheney also said that Trump is not spending enough time with his intelligence briefers, and he should be listening more and more to the CIA and the intelligence briefers.
Oh, really? Sickening, you know. This guy needs to shut the hell up and needs to not have any public discourse with any current leaders. It's ridiculous.
Well, this is what you remember when we talked about Trump's campaign in 2016. What was he running against? He was first running against the Republican neocons of the Bush variety. Right. That's how he demolished Jeb Bush. He took on the Bush machine.
Right.
And he knew that the Bush machine and the Obama machine and the Clinton machine were all interconnected.
They're all connected. That's why George Bush Sr. called Bill Clinton and George Bush Jr. as brothers.
Yeah. Now, but what connects them? It's not just money. It's not just breeding. It's not just going to private schools, because Bill Clinton never went to those private schools, neither did Dick Cheney. It's who they work for. Dick Cheney went to work for Halliburton. That's how he became a millionaire. These guys are promoted because of their willingness to work with these agencies like the American Enterprise Institute, which is a neoliberal economic think tank that promotes the policies of the British Empire.
Right.
And the fact that Mike Pence goes to this meeting itself is somewhat crazy. But he goes there and gets a dressing down from Dick Cheney. Pence should have told Cheney to shut his mouth.
Yeah, you know what? Pence is too passive. I don't think that being vice president, he's a good candidate to become president after Trump's gone in 2024. So I think Trump will get reelected. The Democrats are committing political suicide. But Trump needs to be more Trumpian. I think he needs to shut down the media. He needs to advise his vice president, don't even go to these meetings. Why listen to Dick Cheney? This is ridiculous.
Well, I agree that Trump, what he needs to do is draw the lines more sharply again. But here's something interesting. You talk about the problem with the Democrats. The Energy Committee of the AFL-CIO, the largest trade union confederation in the United States, denounced the Green New Deal. They said it will cause immediate harm to millions of our members and families. It's a threat to jobs and living standards. Now, how are the Democrats going to get elected if they can't get the labor unions to endorse them?
Right.
And this is partly how Trump went to Michigan and Pennsylvania, Ohio, and those key rust bucket states. Because the union members who have seen their jobs lost, have seen their factories shut down, are seeing their kids die from opioid addiction and alcoholism, they look at what's being done by the free traders, Democrats and Republicans. You know, when Trump attacks free trade, he's not just attacking Bill and Hillary Clinton. He's attacking most of the Republican Party, which has become a free trade party.
Yeah.
And Trump talks about Lincoln, because Lincoln was an anti-free trader. He also talks about McKinley. McKinley was the last hardline Republican tariff guy. And why was McKinley for tariffs? because the British were trying to destroy the manufacturing and industrial renaissance in the United States in the last part of the 19th century. And what happened to McKinley? They killed him, and they put in Teddy Roosevelt, who has this fake reputation as a trust buster, but was really part of a British takeover in the United States.
Right.
So if people actually understand the history of this country, you realize that Trump is trying to pull together the best part of the Republican Party from the trade policy, the industrial policy, and then the best part of what FDR and JFK did, the investment in infrastructure, the science and technology. And who's sabotaging it? Republicans and Democrats. Why?
Both of them, yeah.
Because they accept the idea that we should not have the United States as an industrial country. The United States should be like Britain was at the height of the British Empire. We make our money by buying cheap and selling dear. We get cheap raw materials and cheap labor from foreign countries and put the rest of the American population from demote them from the middle class to the working poor. And what do you think happened in Britain leading up to World War I and World War II? That's exactly what happened.
Well, it's also why Britain is no longer a major player now. They're just a minor player.
Well, and that's why the Chinese, you know, Helga LaRouche made a really interesting point in her speech in Italy. She said there have been 16 cases that we know of in modern world history where the number two country in the world in terms of economics and military strength and everything else overtook the number one country. And in 12 of the 16 cases, there were wars. This is what's called the Thucydides trap. In four cases, they were not wars. And what the Chinese are saying is they don't believe in the Thucydides trap. They don't want to replace the United States. They want to work together for the common interests of mankind. Now, that's what Trump likes about Xi Jinping. That's what he's talking to Xi Jinping about.
There's four major powers, to be honest with you, in the world. The United States, Europe, Russia, and China. And Russia could become a big industrial power in the future if they had the proper trade, so is China. China, by the way, has some demographics. Last week they published that they have 1.8 million breed-ready females. So they got internal problems. I have Gordon Chang's book, The Coming Collapse of China. China has issues. It can deal with those issues, but it's got to change a lot. And
that's why they want to talk with us. That's why they want to work with us.
Right. In fact, working with us in trade and so on is going to change internally the country. For example, Trump should not allow our tech companies to persecute the poor people of China, putting on ratings the last few weeks. If you're raided by these agencies that are actually our tech companies, you can't get on a plane or train or can't get a job unless the PLA decides you have a high enough score.
Let's go back to the top, though, of this question again, because what the Chinese have done with Huawei is they've developed the most advanced tech company in the world. And what Trump
said, the cell phone company, Huawei.
Yeah. And what Trump is saying is, let's not attack them. Let's compete with them. Let's try and overtake them. But his Justice Department is attacking them. Pompeo attacked them yesterday. Pompeo said that if the Germans buy technology from Huawei, then the United States will cut off intelligence sharing with Germany because they're assuming that it's going to be stolen by China. Now, this is
China stolen, you mean, through the cell phone companies that have got back doors, you mean?
Well, that's what they're saying, but this has been investigated by a number of different agencies who say that they don't have those back doors. We actually have them and have used them.
Well, we have them all the time. I mean, I know the intel agencies and the guys, and all of our cell phone companies have got backdoors for the NSA, the no such agency, and the CIA.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous for us to accuse them when we're doing it every single day of the year. Just like when we have Manafort in prison, everybody in the Beltway is doing everything that Manafort did, and he's going to be in jail for many years for doing the same thing he's done. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's what happens when you cross this British network in U.S. intelligence.
Right.
And what one of the things I would encourage people to do is go to the LaRouchePack.com website and hit the search button and type in Exonerate LaRouche. We have a petition that explains that the people who put LaRouche in prison in 1988-89 around George Bush Sr. are the same people attacking Trump. You want to take on these networks? Let's expose them for what they've been doing for 40 years against patriots. They did it against Reagan because Reagan worked with LaRouche. They're doing it now against the government of Italy because people in the government of Italy are working with LaRouche. If we could exonerate LaRouche, that is, get in front of Ronald Reagan, enough signatures that Trump, that Trump would say, I agree, we should exonerate LaRouche, and let's declassify all the documents. You know what comes out? Mueller, William Weld, who says he's going to run against Trump in the Republican primaries, the Bush networks, the Clinton and Obama networks, the Brennan networks. The same networks were involved in the frame-up of LaRouche that are attacking Trump. So I would urge people, go to the LaRouchePAC.com, LaRouchePAC.com, click on the Exonerate LaRouche banner. If it's not there, just type it into the search engine. And sign the petition and circulate it. It's the best thing we can do to give Trump support for fighting these malicious and evil people, whether it's the Green New Deal, the Russiagate, the sabotage of his efforts for cooperation.
Let's crystallize it. Billionaire Luciferic Satanists who want to do genocide to the world population and ecocide to the planet. That's how bad it is. People need to realize this is a fight for the human race, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is, and that's what Lyndon LaRouche committed his life to. And for those who don't know, he passed away about a month ago at 96 years old with his dignity intact as a towering figure. That's why he's still being attacked. I think I just told you, the Italian bishop's newspaper, La Venire, just attacked our conference that we were talking about at the beginning of the program.
Well, the reason why is the Vatican, and especially the Jesuits, controls the Euro financial system and is tied intimately with the Queen of England and these global billionaires that are running the whole eugenicide movement, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And that they claim to be pro-life, but they support...
They're liars.
And
just
and
like the Pope, he supports this genocidal, eco-environmental craziness. This Pope is a devil. He's not even a Christian, okay?
Yeah. Yep. Yep, so that's what we're dealing with in the world. And the good news is that there are a lot of people who are coming forward and signing this petition, a lot of people coming to our meetings, subscribing to our blogs. And if your listeners want to be in touch with me, they can just write to me directly at harleysch@gmail.com.
That's wonderful. The thing is, in other words, LaRouche had the elements of humanity, confrerity of all the nations of Earth, which it has to happen for us to defend not only Earth, but Earth in terms of its ecology, the salvation of the population, and increase the carrying capacity of the planet so we recycle everything and we don't go into crazy environmental things like getting rid of fossil fuels or non-fossil fuels, I call it, because they originated from the nuclear reaction inside the center of the Earth. The fact is, LaRouche had common sense. Move toward tokamak fusion reactors. Move toward plasma lines so you don't have UHF transformers.
Hey, Bill, and LaRouche was in prison. He wrote a book called In Defense of Common Sense.
Right. Well, you know what? They should call it uncommon sense because very few people I've met, even when it's an alternative media, have common sense. We have people Tucker Carlson comes on, but even he has red lines. I don't know if you or I will ever get interviewed by Tucker, but if we did, because he interviews a lot of these leftists and he tries to kind of show the craziness, like his, these leftist people, like the, what do they call the leftist Sherpa? I mean, would he interview you or somebody from the LaRouche Foundation that would explain how what you're trying to do is to shore up a relationship so there won't be war down the road?
Well,
because I believe.
Write to him and ask him.
Right, Tucker. Yeah, exactly. Because if we had dialogue and if we have trade, we won't have a nuclear war 10 years from now, or less.